Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, the 6th of November, 2022, which places us at the heart of the season of remembrance here in Canada. This Sunday, up and down the land, there will be ceremonies at town war memorials and at city statues to remember the fallen of two world wars and other conflicts, those who died in the defence of Canada and of Canadian values. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you join us. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name for ever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on all your wonderful works. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name for ever and ever. Let us pray. Trustworthy God, Each and every day we may lay claim to the promises you have made and celebrate the wonders of your glory, your mighty and powerful deeds. At seasons like this, we're mindful of your gracious providence to our nation and our Commonwealth of Nations in times past, and are grateful for deliverance from the hand of the enemies. Yet these more obvious wonders pale before the wonder and the miracle of you coming to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, of making yourself available to us in him and through him by your Holy Spirit, of making yourself known as a God of hope and a God who turns to his people when they turn to him. We rejoice in you and thank you for the privilege of worship and praising the mercy of our God in the intimacy of a trusted relationship. God, our Creator and Redeemer, we gather in your presence at this solemn time, aware of how much war has cost the world you love. In spite of fighting between nations and neighbours, you have come to us in Jesus Christ, carrying no sword, calling us to serve as peacemakers. This time of reflection, renew us in the hope that you will turn our swords into plowshares and lead the world from the study of war to the promise of peace with justice for all your peoples. We confess that the world around us is in a mess. Countries turn arguments over territory into threats of terror. Old enemies stir up conflict within their tribes and nations. The threat of violence keeps us all on edge. Forgive us for not learning from past conflicts what leads to peace with justice. The prophet Micah reminds us that God requires of us three things: to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. To all who turn away from hostility and seek reconciliation in kindness and humility, God offers forgiveness and peace through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died upon a cross to bring us peace with God. The peace of Christ be with us all. Amen. A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8 and at verse 5. Jesus meets a centurion. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment.
Sky or sea, walking.
Today, we mark Remembrance Day. It is a day that holds a unique significance for each of us within our nation. For some, it marks the remembrance of a loved one, 2, 3, 4 generations past, who fell in service for their country, or those who were taken prisoner, never to return. For others, it is a time to remember how a loved one was able to return home from the battlefield and be reunited with family and friends once again. For all of us, Remembrance Day serves as a time to count the great cost of war to the victors and to the vanquished. Freedom is purchased by great sacrifice and maintained by those who stand ready to be sacrificed, if need be. And today we owe our freedom to men and women such as these, and we pause to honour them and to remember and reflect on their sacrifices, both past and present. Today we look at an encounter that took place some 2,000 years ago in Israel, when it was occupied by a foreign force from Rome. The encounter involves Jesus and a Roman centurion. A Roman centurion came asking for help, or beseeching in old language, meaning to beg earnestly, to ask urgently. The point being that it's a Roman centurion who is doing the beseeching. An enemy of Israel, a Roman centurion with 100 soldiers under him, is hesitant to approach Jesus, who commands only 12 men. The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but say the word and my servant will be healed." Well, that's quite a statement coming from a soldier who represents an occupying army. We, the readers, are left to wonder how and why this Roman soldier came to seek Jesus out. It could have been that this centurion was earnestly seeking after the things of God, even though he was surrounded by pagans and was compelled to pay homage to the emperor as a god, as well as pay respect to the numerous gods of the empire. Once again, Jesus reminds us not to judge a book by its cover. Luke's Gospel tells us this centurion had paid to build the Jewish synagogue in Capernaum, and it's obvious that this centurion was a religious man who favoured the Jews and who in turn discovered Jesus, the miracle worker. He may have been on crowd control duty at some other gathering where Jesus was present, and that may have lit a spark of faith within him. We do not know how he came to have some kind of faith in Jesus. But the life of this man's servant was so precious to the centurion that this centurion willingly humbled himself before Jesus, a Jew. He gave no thought to the uniform he wore or the political animosity that he was duty-bound to recognize and to enforce. A life hung in the balance, someone he cared a great deal about. The man put his life at risk for the servant whom he loved. It's obvious that as a soldier, this centurion knew the value of a single life and how needlessly death separates us from life. He'd witnessed it numerous times on the battlefield with his comrades and in the course of his regular duties as well. Soldiers place their lives on the line regularly and willingly. The Bible tells us that it was in the person of Jesus that this centurion saw the answer to his prayers. In Jesus was the power of life and death, and it is because he was a soldier that he knew and believed by faith that just a word from Jesus would make all the difference between life and death. Jesus has an authority like no other he had ever witnessed, thought the soldier. This soldier truly comprehended that Jesus held authority, even authority over life and death in his hands. This centurion was a man himself under authority, and he trusted himself to Jesus' authority, and Jesus marveled at such a faith. Here was a Roman soldier ready to put his life on the line to save a slave. For if exposed, This Roman centurion might be done to death himself for collaborating with the enemy, for consorting with those who oppose the power of Rome. Yet he was willing to risk it for the life of his friend. What would Jesus say later? No greater love. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. This centurion unconsciously modelled what Jesus himself would do, the kind of love God has for the world, for you and me. This centurion humbled himself, even to the risk of death, even to save his slave. But Jesus himself humbled himself, not merely to the risk of death, but to death itself, even death on the cross, to save us, who were worth so much less than what he was worth. No greater love. We live in a conflicted, broken world, and it seems like there's no one in control. Yet to a Roman soldier who lived off the violence and terror and competing claims in this world, he found one who was Lord even of life and death, even Jesus Christ. And Jesus died and rose again, and all authority in heaven and on earth are given to him. And it was another centurion at the cross who said, truly, this man was the Son of God. Whether we are a person of great worldly authority or a servant with no authority, whether we are powerful or powerless, we are invited to seek out Jesus, to intervene between life and death for us and for others. It's what Jesus himself did in giving his life on the cross, for it was while we were yet sinners that Christ died for us.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is strong. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Let us pray. Loving God, in and out of season, in times of poverty and prosperity, in times of sorrow and joy, in times of war and in times of peace, you have been present with your people. As we seek your face again at this season of remembrance, we recall those who gave their lives in war so that others might live in freedom and in peace. We remember those whose bodies, minds, and souls are scarred by war, and whose lives will forever bear the wounds of trauma, violence, and loss. We remember the continuing courage and sacrifice of the women and men who serve in the Canadian Armed Forces and their families, together with all who support them in civilian services, especially commending to you the work of chaplains. We remember all those innocents who have been caught up in the world's power struggles, those who have lost their homes and livelihoods, those who now seek safe refuge in other countries, and children who have no sense of security or hope for the future. We remember those who make and keep peace here and around the world, and offer you thanks for those who work to shape just laws and tend the common good. We remember, Lord, your grace and care in time of need, conflict or crisis, whether between nations, within families, at the workplace, or among friends, or within the church. Let there be peace, Lord, and let it begin with us, with each of us. We pray it in the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.